This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It is March 10th, and I'm Jess Berganti with your Storm Tracker forecast. All right, friends, how perfect was yesterday? It was simply gorgeous with a high of 75. It was sun-filled. It felt more like May versus March, but that is some March perfection. Now, today, we'll have to trade the sunglasses for the umbrellas because clouds rule and some showers start to build in. Light rain, I think, by the mid to late morning, but even steadier, heavier rain is likely after 5 or 6 o'clock this evening. We can still bump it up to close to a high of 62. We'll all dance around those low 60s. A breezy day, an even windier night tonight, and mostly cloudy is the call this evening. But after we get through some showers with the cloud cover, I think as late as 11 o'clock midnight, those showers are clearing. We also have the cold front clear the clouds, and we bottom out to 35 degrees, but it's clear, and that means a whole lot of sunshine for Wednesday. Tomorrow will be bright, cooler behind that front, a high of only 50, and you'll notice that 52 on Thursday is still partly to mostly sunny, and then we bring that next round of rain on Friday. Friday's looking pretty wet. That's going to be our wettest day of the week, a high of 51, and then we'll dry out for the weekend. We'll cool it back down yet again with day highs in the 40s both Saturday and Sunday, and things look a little windy to kick things off on Saturday before we have more sunshine right through early next week. Here's a look at today's top headlines.
In the news today, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand calling for the expansion of mandatory paid leave during health emergencies because of coronavirus concerns. She says too many workers across the nation have limited or no sick time at all, and that makes it difficult for some people to follow doctors' orders to stay home or self-quarantine. The senator's proposal would immediately provide 14 days of paid sick leave.
New details on the coronavirus cases in Saratoga County. The Department of Public Health says there are only 2 cases still of COVID-19 in the county, but we're told an additional 5 people are now under mandatory quarantine. There are 46 people under precautionary volunteer quarantine as well.
An investigation underway following a deadly 2-car collision on Chrysler Avenue in Rotterdam. This happened just before 10:30 last night. Road was closed for hours. It reopened early this morning. Police say 2 people in one of the cars died at the scene. 2 other people in the other car hurt, taken to Albany Med. We don't know their conditions as of yet. We're working to learn more. Stay with us throughout the morning.
Today is being dubbed Super Tuesday, too. Voters heading to the polls in 6 states, Idaho, Washington, Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, and North Dakota will all weigh in. And an outcome could be a tipping point in the race to face President Trump. Political analysts say with Joe Biden now leading in delegates, today's results could be make or break for Bernie Sanders.
Women's History exhibit opens at the New York State Museum here in Albany in honor of Women's History Month and in celebration of the centennial passage of the 19th Amendment. 3 special artifacts on display: the 2020 quilt project from the Susan B. Anthony Museum, the Central Park Women's Monument, and a 1913 wooden wagon once used by suffrage activists. That exhibit is open through April 26th. On breaking news this morning out of Troy, police currently searching for a suspect in an alleged stabbing. According to Troy PD, this happened shortly after 11 last night. A man stabbed along the 300 block of 4th Street. He was taken to Albany Med. His condition is not known at this time. We are working to learn more. As soon as we find out, we will bring you the latest.
Today, jury selection continues in Rensselaer County for the trial of an accused quadruple murderer. James White facing first-degree murder charges among several other charges. In December of 2017, Troy police found 22-year-old Brandy Mells and 36-year-old Shanta Myers, along with her 2 children, dead in a home on 2nd Avenue. Justin Mann, White's co-defendant in the case, took a plea deal and agreed to testify against White in exchange for a sentence of 25 years to life. Today, the jury selection is expected to continue at 9:30 this morning. We have some exciting news to pass along. Students from 2 local schools have won their regional competitions for the 2020 National Science Bowl.
Awesome. A team of students from Acadia Middle in Clifton Park and another team from Shaker High in Latham each won their respective age groups competition over the weekend. The teams now go on to the national competition in Washington, D.C., which begins April 30th. By the way, the top 16 high school teams and top 16 middle school teams in the Nationals win $1,000 for their school science departments.
Fantastic. Good luck and well done. All right, a reminder now that if you've got a story to share with us with regard to how people are helping the community and giving back, we would love to tell that story on the air. So send it our way. All you have to do is send us the info and a photo or some video to news@news10.com through email or put it on social media, hashtag it giving on 10. We'll spread the good news. Project Lifesaver in Montgomery County receiving a check for $10,000. The money given by the state through Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara will allow the Sheriff's Department to purchase more locator beacons to help find people who have a tendency to wander off. The device is small enough that anyone who has Alzheimer's, autism, or another special need can wear it on their ankle or wrist. Now, if the person wearing one of the beacons wanders off, the Sheriff's Office says it can reduce search time from days and hours to mere minutes.
We live in the Northeast, so when you talk about the elements, you talk about the challenges. If someone is not found very quickly, minutes means saving lives, the difference between life and death.
Now, this is free to participate in this program, and we have more on the story on our website. Check it out at news10.com.
We're opening for our 82nd year. Been a lot of years since we had this kind of weather. We figured we would get what we've got lined up to the road. It's like a sign of spring. When Jack's opens, spring is here. Hopefully no snow. We probably could have opened in February based on how the winter was, but you never know. And our opening is always weather pending, so this was a good day to pick to open. It's been a tradition for 82 years, and you know, it's like people start calling in February, when are you going to open, when are you going to open, and you know, it's just like, one of them rites of spring and the summer season, you know, those happy days type of things. So we run with it. It's very good.
Do you enjoy starting the day with the Wake Up Rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.